On with the migration and influx of wintering waterbirds to San Francisco Bay. Over the last few weeks, over 5,000 waterbirds could be spotted at any given time settling into our sanctuary's waters on Richardson Bay. Among the most numerous were the scops. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we enjoy the abundant greater scop. This is Bay Birds. Scops can be seen in huge numbers right now, and for me, one of their most notable characteristics is their bluish-gray bill. More blue in the males. Male greater scops also have light gray bodies, a black rump and chest, and a gray barred back. During the breeding season, the male's black head takes on a green-black iridescence. Both males and females have a long white wing stripe down their sides, and both get a yellow eye in their second year. Females have a white semicircle patch at the base of their beak, and occasionally older female greater scops actually have male-like coloring and pattern on their head and back, making the differentiation that much more challenging. All this being said, greater and lesser scop tend to commingle, and given that the two are quite similar in plumage, it can be difficult to differentiate the two without an expert birder and an excellent scope. Greater scop, as their name suggests, are larger than lesser scop, and lesser scop have an angular head, unlike the greater scop. But if the birds have been diving, it can be hard to see. Greater scop have a rather broad distribution. They can be found throughout much of the coastal U.S. and widespread across Eurasia. U.S. populations breed in Alaska and northern Canada in marshy lowland tundra. Once a mating pair has set their nest and the female begins to incubate the eggs, the male heads out to an often isolated area with plenty of food and protection to molt. As with many other ducks, they actually go through a complete molt, so during this time they are more vulnerable to land predators since they are unable to fly or dive. Males frequently then return to the same favored molting spot year after year. On Richardson Bay, greater scop tend to be found in much greater numbers than the lesser scop, and in more exposed areas as well. In winter, they are most commonly found on coastal bays, lagoons, and estuaries, and occasionally on inland lakes or ponds. An interesting note is that when greater scop are in tidal waters, they tend to face up current. As the raft of birds slowly drifts downstream, the birds in the back will fly up to the front, making it seem as though the raft of birds is maintaining its position. Greater scop dive underwater to forage for clams, snails, seeds, and aquatic plants, aquatic insects, and crustaceans, but they bring their bounty up to the surface before consuming it. This behavior and their large rafts in coastal areas makes them vulnerable to oil spills and other coastal pollution. In November 2007, when the Costco-Busan oil spill hit San Francisco Bay, greater and lesser scop were some of the most numerous birds impacted. However, large-scale spills aren't the only concern. Oil and grease from road runoff may be even more harmful, so it is extremely important we all do our part in maintaining our cars to reduce this impact. And hopefully we can continue to look forward to the thousands of greater scop we're seeing right now in Richardson Bay and elsewhere. Be sure you take some time to check them out before they head back north to breed. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay. ¶¶
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.